Jeremiah chapter 34. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh. When Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kings of the earth of his dominion, and all the people, fought against Jerusalem, and against all the cities of it, saying this, Thus says Yahweh, the king, the Elohim of Israel, Go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, and tell him, Thus says Yahweh, Understand that I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it with fire. And you will not escape out of his hand, but you will surely be taken and delivered into his hand, and your eyes will look upon the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he will speak with you mouth to mouth, and you will go to Babylon. Still, hear the word of Yahweh, O Zedekiah, king of Yehuda. Thus says Yahweh about you. You will not die by the sword. You will die in peace and with the burnings of your forefathers, the former kings which were existing before you. So will they burn for you, and they will lament you. They will say, Ah, Master, for I pronounced the word, says Yahweh. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, in Jerusalem. When the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem, and against all the cities of Yehuda that were left, against Lachish, and against Azekah, for these defensed cities remained of the cities of Yehuda. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, after the king, Zedekiah, had made a covenant with all the people who were in Jerusalem, to proclaim liberty to them, so that every man would let his manservant, and every man his maidservant, a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, so that none would serve himself from them of Yehuda his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people who had entered into the covenant heard that every one was to let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, so that no one would serve themselves from them any more, then they obeyed, and they let them go. But afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids, whom they had let go free, to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. And for this reason, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying this, Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, I made a covenant with your forefathers in the day that I brought them out of the house of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bond of slavery, saying this, At the end of 7 years, you are to let go every man his brother who is a Hebrew, who has been sold to you. When he has served you for 6 years, you will let him go free from you. But your forefathers did not listen to me, neither did they incline their ear towards me. And you were now turned and had done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor. And you had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But you turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaid, whom you had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return. And you brought them into subjection again, to be to you for servants and handmaids. For this reason, thus says Yahweh, You have not listened to me in proclaiming liberty every one to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. So understand that I proclaim a liberty for you, says Yahweh, to the sword and to the pestilence and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts of it, the princes of Yehuda and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests and all the people of the land who passed between the parts of the calf, I will even give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life, and their dead bodies will be for food for the fowls of the heaven and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army who are going up from you. Understand, I will command, says Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to this city, and they will fight against it, and they will take it, and they will burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Yehuda a desolation without an inhabitant. End of chapter 34.